call from Hire My Caregiver.
Hi, Stella speaking.
Yes, hi. I just have some questions about your services.
Sure.
Great. Because I guess I understand that you have people to go to homes and take care of the elderly, and it's through Medicaid?
Yes, correct.
Oh, great. Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Well, I can have a question about my mom is 91. She lives at home, and she's, you know, she probably could use some help like
okay.
that. The thing is, she's not on Medicaid right now. I mean, I can sign her up, I suppose, right? Sign her up. She would have to be signed up, I suppose, right?
We can actually assist her with signing up on Medicaid, like if she's eligible for that. We can have a specialist help you do that.
Okay. Well. Okay, yeah, so she would have to be signed up, like that, for Medicaid. Now, my question is, I probably know the answer to it, but she's low income. She's only getting $1,300 from Social Security a month, and that's very low. She has
okay.
expenses. So I assume that's one of the requirements, too, for your survey. It has to be low income.
Like, if there are... On Medicaid is an income-based program, so it depends on Medicaid, but, like, Medicaid requires low income, yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So, yeah, you might have some, because I've been trying to call Medicaid to ask them these questions, and I just can't get through, but you seem like you would know the answers to these questions. So, first, because I'm trying to get her to Medicaid, and the other requirement, I would think, because she has an annuity in the bank of over $50,000.
Okay.
So
that's
would.
Quite a lot.
Yeah, that would probably. Would that disqualify her to get a program like this? Because she has.
It may
that money
disqualify
in the bank.
Her. But does she own a home or any other assets except for that $50,000?
No, she does own a home too. It's paid off, but she owns her own home, yeah.
She owns the home. She has $50,000 additionally, but she only gets an income of $1,300 a month.
That's right.
Let me see if she can get approved for Medicaid. Give me a minute, okay?
Excellent. Thank you. Yeah. Usually have that kind of music playing.
Hi. Okay, so actually, she was qualified for Medicaid because Medicaid is just about the income, but they won't qualify for the home care program because the waiver program, like, they can't have any, like, assets more than $8,000.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay. You said she can sign up for Medicaid, but she
right,
won't be eligible for your program
because of
that $50,000, right?
And that's, if you want, you can put it in like in trust or wills, like if she wants to do that. But
okay.
Like if she has more than $8,000, then we won't be able to assist her with it.
I see. That's what I figured, but I got an answer now. Okay. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
No problem. Have a wonderful day.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Bye.